here's my room. Look, better not get any funny ideas, you hear me? I know this is probably your first time in a girl's room, but don't be touching anything you aren't supposed to. Understand? Okay, well, in you go. I'm not gonna let you go behind me. Go. I swear. Well, here we are. Don't laugh. I see you eyeing my teddy bears, and that's completely normal. Alright? Don't get any funny ideas. Finally. Why again did we have to walk home together? Why couldn't you have just gone here on your own? You're such a pain.
What?
Oh.
You noticed something?
And what might that be? My family wasn't home. Yeah, they weren't. My family tends to work a lot. Out of city. Now that you mention. And that leaves me home alone with the whole house to myself. Besides, I'm big enough to take care of myself. Why do you ask? What, you think because I offered my house as a place for us to do this stupid project together, that we'd actually do something? Well, guess what? You're so fucking wrong. I'm not gonna let you have that pleasure. At least without a price. You know what you're getting yourself into. You could have so easily switched out because another person didn't have a partner that day. But you stuck to your guns. And you wanted to stay partners with me. Well, let me tell you something. I don't do any work. So you are going to do all of this project for me. Even the presentation parts. I'm not really in the mood to do that during class. So you'll take care of everything. Oh, but you won't be getting the credit. I will. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because guess what? I still have the evidence. All those photos and videos of you just in my locker, sniffing my panties. You fucking creep. You disgust me. Even being right next to you right now. But of course, I'm being nice and let you hear. You should be honored that you're even in a girl's room in the first place. I bet this is your first time too, isn't it? In a girl's room, without her parents here, and now you two are alone together, in a room, so close to each other. Well, what do you say? You do all the work. And maybe I'll give you some motivation to do it all for me. You know, just to help. I don't want to waste all my time and energy on this. Besides, I'd really like you to get out of my house. I have much more important stuff to do. And other people I'd like over. And not yourself. So, any day now. Hurry up. Don't tell me you're squirming from that. You still remembering the time we went to the back of the school? I bet you've been craving that every single day. You just remember me getting on top of you. Perverted freak. Who knew you'd be so obsessed with me? And I've got you wrapped around my finger, ready to do anything I want. Honestly, you should be doing this out of the kindness of your heart for me. But I'll let that slide. For now. I haven't had action all week, so you caught me at a good time. So why don't you lay down here on my bed? That's right. The place where I sleep. The place where you can smell me the most. Now lay down. You heard me. I said, lay down. Ugh. I swear, you never ever listen, do you? Do I have to do everything for you? Is that how fucking pathetic you are? That you want me to push you down like the weak little bitch that you are? Especially for me. No, shut up. Give me those fucking ears. You did not get to touch my ass. I never gave you fucking permission. Good little boy. and take all of this. These lips too, don't you? You just hit the fucking jackpot. Fuck. Only a matter of time until I started to feel it. You know how hard you are right now beneath me. I bet me dirty talking to you like this has really turned you on. You fucking degenerate. You like when you're beneath me. You like being my bitch. You like being nothing but a fucking toy for me to use. To use. And to completely control. I think I'm done playing around. I want you out of here already. Don't be so surprised. You already knew from the get-go that this was gonna happen, didn't you? Oh, that's right. titties right in your face. I bet you like them right in front of you like this. You're one lucky bitch, aren't you? And now I'm going to write you for a second time. Let's take these pants off of you. From your tip too, aren't you? You know, I could go get a condom right now. But I've been really craving this all week. So you know what? You're just gonna put it in me raw. You understand? Oh, yes. Just like that.
Without a question, because now
You're not a human anymore. You're an obedient fucking dog to me. Nothing but human garbage and waste. Fuck. I just felt you throb from that. Oh, you like being called that, don't you? Well, give it to me then. Give me that fucking waste of yours. I know you've been waiting to shoot in me ever since the last time. So prove it to me. Prove it to me that you fucking want me. I'm going to the shower now. You're not getting in the shower with me. By the time I get out, I want you fucking gone. So you better leave. And you better finish this project over the weekend. Don't text me. See you later, loser.